In this bulletin, foreign ministers from Quad nations meet in Melbourne. At least 46 more Australians die with COVID-19. And in sport, Formula One drivers claim they haven't been consulted about a decision to scrap the pre-race move of taking the knee. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Russian aggression against Ukraine and its pact with China will be front and centre during security talks between Australian, US, Indian and Japanese foreign ministers in Melbourne. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken is today meeting with foreign ministers from the Quad member countries, a bloc of Indo-Pacific democracies created to counter China. Mr. Blinken believes Russia poses an immediate risk, not just in Europe, but to fundamental security principles throughout the world. Russia and China agreed on the sidelines of the Winter Olympics to a no-limits pact to back each other amid pushback from the West. Defence Minister Peter Dutton claims the government was misled by five coalition MPs who crossed the floor over the religious discrimination bill. Liberal MPs Trent Zimmerman, Fiona Martin, Dave Sharma, Bridget Archer and Katie Allen voted in favour of a Labor and crossbench amendment to protect gay and transgender students from being expelled from religious schools. The contentious bill passed the lower house following a marathon debate in the early hours of Thursday morning. But the government decided not to proceed with debate in the Senate due to a lack of support. Mr. Dutton claims the MPs who crossed the floor had misled the government about their intention to support the legislation. Deputy Labor leader Richard Marles has told the Nine Network it's been a difficult week for the government.
I mean, it's obviously been a train wreck of a week for Scott Morrison. I mean, the whole week has played out with the kind of horrible inevitability of a David Attenborough doco. Increasingly, the Prime Minister is looking like the slowest wildebeest in the herd.
It's now unlikely the laws will be debated in the upper house before the next election, with just two sitting days left for the Senate before May. At least 46 more Australians have died with COVID-19. 19 of the deaths were recorded in New South Wales, 14 in Queensland and 13 in Victoria. New South Wales is reporting 8,590 new cases, Victoria 8,521 and Queensland 5,977. It comes as Atagi advises people aged 16 and over will need to receive a booster to be considered fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Children under the age of 16, not yet eligible for boosters, will still be considered fully vaccinated with two doses. Former New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is taking up a position on the executive team of Optus in her first role after leaving politics. Ms. Berejiklian resigned as Premier in October after the state's corruption body disclosed she was under investigation for potential breaches of public trust over her secret five-year relationship with Darryl Maguire, the former MP for Wagga Wagga. She'll join the telecommunications giant on the 28th of February. To sport, and Sebastian Vettel says Formula One drivers have not been consulted about a decision to scrap the pre-race move of taking the knee. Taking the knee is a symbolic gesture against racism, whereby an individual kneels upon one knee in place of standing to attention for an anthem or other such occasion. Formula One's chief executive says time won't be set aside anymore for drivers to take a knee in favour of more concrete steps against racism. But Vettel is questioning whether the discontinuation of the gesture is a commercially driven choice, saying it's a chance for self-expression.
I think it's important on certain subjects to take a stand or take a knee, whichever way you want to look at it, and get together and speak up. So certainly the topics that we address haven't been solved.
And now for a look at today's weather. Mostly sunny in Perth and 32 degrees, similar conditions in Adelaide and 28, partly cloudy in Melbourne and 22, becoming windy in Hobart, partly cloudy in 20 degrees, cloudy in Canberra and 24, showers in Wollongong and 23, showers in Sydney and Newcastle as well, both 26, mostly sunny in Brisbane and 32, partly cloudy in Cairns, 32 as well, and a shower or two with a possible storm in Darwin, 34 degrees. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.